It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you very much, Tom Dooley, and good to have you listening in on BPN. Good to have you listening in on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe, at this time or any time, praying 24 hours a day, and we are praying for another spiritual awakening in America. And we know that it can happen suddenly. The buzzword is suddenly. It can happen. Things can happen so quickly. And I believe it's going to happen in city after city after city in this nation. And I believe one of the things that will help trigger another spiritual awakening, not only prayer, but prayer for the nations of the world. So we're going to be praying for the nations of the world, and we were going to talk to Queenie Stephen from India today, and we have lost contact with her, but I have some updates because many of you have been praying concerning the Cornerstone Ministry there in Bangalore, India, and I was on the phone with her a little while ago, but I've lost contact, but I do have some emails to read, so we are going to pray for India, and we're going to pray for other nations of the world. In fact, I just believe that the Holy Spirit is calling all nations to come in here for the gospel. My friend Noel Richards is singing this song, Calling All Nations. And this one's a response to a prophetic word that I gave concerning a call to to Germany, and Noel Richards responded to that call. In fact, I went to the stadium there, Olympic Stadium, there in Germany, and we prayed. So he's going to sing it, and I'm going to be back, and we're going to pray for nations of the world. So get ready. Father, we just pray that you'll bless this broadcast, this BPN broadcast. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Here is Noel Richards, and we're going to call all nations. Here we go.
Call!
Okay, we're calling all nations, calling the nations of the world. Praying for the nations of the world on BPN Radio. Okay, we're calling all nations of the world to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And of course, Jesus said we're to go unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And so he said, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. And so that was Noel Richards singing the song. And we're going to pray for the nations of the world. Just a moment, we're going to have a special prayer for Bangalore, India. And let's see what we have here. We might have a connection. Let's see. Hello?
Daddy, this is Queenie.
Okay, Queenie is on the air with us. We're going to talk a little bit about what's happening there with you. Queenie, just hang on 1 second. We have Queenie Stephen from India on the program today, and we're gonna turn the music off, and we're gonna talk to Queenie if we possibly can here. So it's good to have you on the broadcast today, and we have we've been praying for you, Queenie, and you can let us know what's going on there. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. I can hear you, Dad.
Okay, this is my spiritual daughter. Let me share with the people a little bit about the request that I sent out to several thousand people several weeks ago, and they've been wanting to know. And it said, please help me pray for the request below. In 1990, I met a man in London from India by the name of A. Stephen, who was discouraged, about to leave the ministry. After a word from the Lord, he went back to Bangalore, India, established an amazing work as Stephen's spiritual father. I went there and saw with my own eyes the amazing ministry he established in a 20-year period. I was amazed at the beautiful manicured campus with its own water supply. He never borrowed a dime but raised the money by his many travels throughout the world, which included an orphanage, Bible college, ministry center, 24-hour prayer center, training center for women, etc. He also purchased a drilling rig to provide fresh water for villagers to come and hear the gospel. After pouring his life into his ministry, A. Stephen went to be with the Lord a few years ago, leaving the ministry in the hands of his wife, Queenie, who's a faithful woman, our spiritual daughter, who wrote an urgent prayer request. And then, Queenie, I shared the prayer request of what had been happening, your co-worker John was opening up the Cornerstone campus. Hundreds of men in trucks descended on the Cornerstone property, and they tried to grab the property, shut you down. They brought construction, digging machinery, demolition machinery. They claimed that this property belonged to them. And so I sent out this urgent request asking people to pray, because I know that you and your husband, A. Stephen, y'all have poured your life into this ministry, and now there's some men that have come to try to grab the property. How does that work in India? How can they do that?
Oh, this is a political pressure, and also it is a mafia, the land grabbers, and involved with the local Hindu fanatics. They wanted to take over the property. They're claiming the property belongs to their forefathers, and we are converting the people all the time. So many people are coming into that campus, and they are having all the activities going on in the campus. This is a plan they had. They don't want to they don't want us to continue this ministry in Cornerstone campus, because every week so many pastors conferences going on, and ladies conferences going on, children's ministry is going on. From April, every day something is happening in our Cornerstone campus. Every day people are coming and praying in the prayer tower. So many things is happening through prayer. So this devil is not happy with our ministry. So these local people, the Hindu fanatics, the government people, the land grabbers, all together, they came into our property. But I sent a prayer request to throughout the world, the people who stood with me and prayed with me. Really, God heard our prayers, like Pharaoh and his people came into our this thing, and God chastened them out of our property. The God told me that these people, like a Pharaoh and his kingdom and all his troops, God has destroyed in the Red Sea. The same God was stood with me, and all the people have gone out. Now we have put this case into the court. Court has to decide, and we are digging out all the papers. For the 50 years of paper we are digging out, our lawyer is making the papers strong. Since September 14th, the government has given us a stay order in our land. So continuously pray for us. As the case starts, all the papers should be in favor of us. Cornerstone properties, God should sustain until he comes back. This ministry has to carry on.
So what year did the ministry purchase the property?
Yeah, we have properly we bought the property from the families who sold it to us. 21 years of years we are positioned in the property. We are doing the God's ministry. All the legal things we are having, but Indian government after the Hindu government has taken over. That Modi government has come.
Yeah.
They are not supporting the Christian people.
Well, we know this is just attack from the enemy, from the devil, Queenie. And I received this letter from you that one day not long ago you received notification from one of the daughters of the property that you bought from, that she had filed a petition in court stating that she was not giving a share in this ancestral property as per the Hindu family law, that the daughters receive an equal share. Her father did not give her a share from the sale proceeds. So we know that Stephen fought this in court, and 10 years later the judge ruled in your favor and the case was dismissed. So how has it come back again? How's it happening again?
Because the political people and the government is supporting the Hindu people, so they're thinking, you know, they can change any law because of this government is such a wicked and so crooked government we have. anything can be done with the political power. But still we have won the case and we have put it all the papers in the front of the, one more time we have put all the papers in the High Court. So High Court has taken up this case. So we have to fight for this case there.
Yeah. Well, we know there are weapons of our warfare, not carnal. They're mighty through God. And I know that the people there on the campus, including the young ladies in the orphanage, how many do you have in the orphanage?
Yeah, orphanages, the children also played a big role in our fight. Mm-hmm. And the people, when they came, all our children and all our church believers, so many pastors, local pastors, so many believers came and stood with us. And we were standing and opposing this land, this property we legally we bought for this cornerstone purpose. But the children are safe there.
Well, that's good. The children are safe. You and Stephen have done a wonderful work there. I know there's a lot of churches in America and other parts of the world that help support you, standing with you. And we know that, I understand that the what you call the land mafia came to tear the property down, the walls down and the buildings down. And people, churches and Christians across America, around the world, gave money to put these buildings up. And this demonic group of men have come to just to tear it all down. And so, but I'm thankful that y'all stood up, the children stood up, the prayer people stood up, and you've not allowed it to happen. And now you are in district court. You have an attorney. You're hoping for a clean title, and we know that there's even a man in your own group that he's trying to get a portion of the land. So, wow, there's just all kinds of attacks from the enemy, because Satan hates what you're doing there in Bangalore, India, praying, taking care of the children, having the orphanage. And having the training center, the prayer center, and doing all of these wonderful things for God. And so I just want you to know that we're standing with you, and y'all are still standing. And we're just going to believe that Satan cannot tear down what God has built up. And we just believe that warring angels, guardian angels, have been assigned to surround your property there in Bangalore.
Yes, sir. So many people have prayed, and I believe that God is watching over our property, is protecting us, and we don't have any bodyguards or so many, but the mighty angels and the God's presence is still on this property. I believe only in Lord. Until He comes back to this earth, this property, this cornerstone ministry has to continue.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. It's not in India, it's not like America where we can call the police and all the police people will come and protect us and help us. I know it's not that way in India.
Yes, Dad. When the problem was happened in our campus, I went to the police station for the protection. No police people came and stood with me. They were supporting the other people. But God's people and so many God of man came and stood. We were only praising and worshiping the God. Like Jericho's wall, the people have gone out of our campus.
The police people did not come, but the Lord came and helped you. Yeah, the Apostle Paul said, "The Lord stood with me this night." And I just believe the Lord is standing with you. Well, you're a wonderful spiritual daughter, and we're gonna agree with you in prayer right now. And we loved, of course, your husband, A. Stephen, one of our sons, and we miss him. And I know that you missed him. You even gave one of your kidneys to save his life. You sacrificed, but he's gone. But his work remains, and his voice is still speaking. And we declare that we're not going to allow Satan to tear down what he worked for and you worked for and other people gave for so many, many years. And even though the police, people will not come and help you, I know the Lord has come to help you, and we are standing with you, Queenie. And we believe that that the Lord is standing with you. So this is Cornerstone Ministries, Bangalore, India. And you guys are, you've done such a wonderful work there. You have the orphanage and the training center. You have your own water supply, 24-hour prayer center. Wow, you guys just do so much for the kingdom of God. And I am so delighted. I was delighted to come there several years ago and see with my own eyes and be able to minister at the conference there. And to see what a wonderful work you've done. And we're standing with you here in America and other nations that are listening to this broadcast today. They're standing with you.
Yes, it's only by grace of God we are standing today.
Yes.
So we wanted to continue the same ministry until he comes back. So many people are coming to this thing. Through this ministry, so many souls are getting saved.
Yeah.
So many highways and byways we are going and preaching the gospel. So many pastors have been challenged. So many pastors have been built. So many churches for the kingdom of God. So this, please continue to pray for us. This is this is the time.
Yes.
We need lot of prayer. So please continue the prayer. We need your prayer support. Sometimes we want your encouragement. And also we wanted to continue this ministry. Through your prayers, we can do many
things
for the Christ.
That's right. And I failed to mention that y'all have built over 200 churches. And I know that you had a ministry to the leper colony. You guys have done so much in Bangalore, India, and you've done it with excellence. You've done it with precision. And we're just going to pray for you, Queenie, right now. And Cornerstone Ministry. And if anybody wants to help you financially, how can they reach you? How can they send a contribution to you?
That when I need a financial thing, I'll approach you. It depends. You can send the financial to the Cornerstone Ministries. Whatever we are spending, whatever we're doing, it should come through the Cornerstone Ministry. Every penny of the money comes, we have to be accountable to the government, and we every year we audit it. So if God, anything in your heart, you can send the money to the Cornerstone Ministry World Challenge.
Okay.
And this money is for the ministry only.
Okay, and I'll give everybody your address. I know that Gene and I support you on a monthly basis, and you guys are good soil to sow into. So I'm gonna pray right now, and other people that are listening to this broadcast, they're gonna pray with me, and we're just going to agree, okay? Father, we just agree right now for Queenie Stephen, one of Gene and I's spiritual daughters, and she visited our home a few months ago while she was in America, and so thankful for the work that her and her husband, A. Stephen, have done over the years. Over 20 years they have labored there and started churches and built a Bible school and an orphanage and a 24-hour prayer center and a conference center and all the work that they've done, reaching out, helping pastors and training young ministers to go out and win souls. They won the lost. They baptized people. They have drilled water wells to give people water that come and hear the gospel. There was a time when they were going out every night to show the Jesus film in a different village in India. And so now we know that these land grabbers are trying to come in, tear everything down that they have worked for, destroy the work of the ministry. But we come against the powers of darkness that would want to destroy Queenie Stephen and the ministry there in Bangalore, India, and with our helmet of salvation, and our breastplate of righteousness, and our belt of truth, and our shoes of peace, and our shield of faith, and our sword of the Spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost, we declare that we are watching. We're watching for the saints, and we're watching for Queenie Stephen and her team of workers there in Bangalore, India, at Cornerstone Ministries. And right now, we just pray in Jesus' name that you will assign guardian angels to encamp around about that property in Bangalore. In the name of Jesus, that you would assign warring angels in the name of Jesus around that ministry property, Cornerstone Ministries in Bangalore, India. And I pray in Jesus' name that no weapon formed against Queenie and her team will prosper. And I bind every attack of the devil. I declare that this man inside the ministry that's trying to cause problems, he will not be able to operate. He will not be able to function. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the spirit of greed that operates in him cannot any longer be a part of that ministry. We declare in Jesus' name, Lord, that you are watching over that ministry. And Lord, since Stephen is gone, you are Queenie Stephen's husband now, and you are guiding and guarding her and guarding this ministry as she carries on in the absence of her husband, who is now in heaven. So we pray for our spiritual daughter Queenie and the ministry there in the name of Jesus. And we bind every attack of the devil, and we pray in Jesus' name for a release of finances and a release of favor, a release of protection, and also favor with court there in Bangalore, India. We pray for discernment. We pray for favor. We pray for guidance and direction. And we pray for that you would give wisdom. And we ask for your help now in Jesus' name. We pray for a clean title for the property. And we pray that every opposing force that has come against them will be silent. We declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper. And every voice that rises against them, against the Cornerstone in judgment, we condemn those voices. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, Queenie.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay.
Thank you, Dad.
You're a wonderful spiritual daughter, and people here in America and other nations of the world, they are praying with you and for you, and we're going to give them the address that they can send an offering to you and help you.
Okay, Dad. Thank you so much, Dad.
Bless you. Thank you for your call.
Yes, Dad.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. This is an amazing, amazing situation. And one of the most incredible ministries I've ever seen was in Cornerstone Ministries, Bangalore, India, and the wonderful work that our spiritual son A. Stephen had did over the years, and we were able to go firsthand and see that incredible, incredible ministry and incredible work. And so we appreciate you praying with us and for Queenie Stephen and the Cornerstone Ministries. And before we go, leave this broadcast, I'm going to find that address so that you can send them an offering if you'd love to, a contribution to Cornerstone Ministries. And I'm going to try to, just while I'm on the air here, I'm going to try to find that. So, we just believe that God is at work, and she's not alone in this situation. And we are grateful for that. I'm going to try to find that address. And right now, I have a song for you. If I can find the song, I'm grateful that Queenie has been with us. Here's Carrie Jobe. She's going to sing "I'm Not Alone." Then I'm going to be back. Queenie, I declare you're not alone, and you're not alone either. We're going to be back praying for nations of the world on BPN Radio. Here's Carrie Jobe.
You will never leave me.
Okay, there's Carrie Job singing I Am Not Alone, and I am here to declare Queenie Stephen and the ministry, Cornerstone Ministry in Bangalore, India, you are not alone. And if you would like to make a contribution to Cornerstone Ministries, I have the address. So get your pen and paper, pencil and paper out. I'm going to give you the address if you'd like to make a contribution to that worthy cause. Here we go. The address, 49 Hutchins Main Road. That's Hutchins, Hutchins Main Road, Bangalore 560-084, India. Did you get that? A little difficult time reading that. That's 49 Hutchins Main Road, Bangalore, 560-084, India. And you can make the check to Cornerstone Ministries if you want to support that worthwhile cause. And if you want to go to their website, is CornerstoneWorldChallenge.com. CornerstoneWorldChallenge.com. Thank you for prayers for this ministry. And we're going to be praying for other nations of the world here in just a moment. And but right now, I want to tell you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And we're very, very thankful and grateful for your support. God bless you, and we're going to be right back. Well, we're delighted to have you listening here on BPN Radio, and we are praying today for the nations of the world. And we have a lot of nations, as well as India. We have a lot of other nations that are praying with us, and we just want to mention some of those nations that are praying with us. We have over 80 nations that are praying with us here on BPN Radio. And we just want to pray for some of these nations right now. And as I call them in prayer, maybe you could just pray right along with me, if you will. Father, we pray today for Peru. We pray for Ecuador. We pray for Malta. We pray for Panama. We pray for Tunisia. We pray for the Cayman Islands. We pray today for Bolivia. We pray for Guadalupe. We pray for Sudan and Uruguay. We pray for Georgia. We pray for Aruba and Austria. We pray today for Qatar and Cape Verde and Tsunami and Burkina Faso. We pray today for Jamaica and Burundi. We pray for Saudi Arabia, Honduras, Dominica, Switzerland. We pray for Kenya and Vietnam and Angola, Serbia. We pray for the Bahamas. And we pray for Singapore, Uganda, the United Arab Emirates, Chile, New Zealand, Colombia, Pakistan, Poland, Ireland, Norway, Romania, Puerto Rico, Turkey, Guatemala, Argentina, Thailand, Venezuela, the Netherlands, Hong Kong, Mexico, Russia, Spain, South Korea, Belgium, Portugal, India, that we've been praying for. The Philippines, Australia, Malaysia, Indonesia, South Africa, China, France, Italy, Canada, Germany, Brazil. We pray for England, Scotland. We pray for Ireland. We pray for these nations of the world. These are people that have made contact with us, praying with us. We pray for Peru, Costa Rica, and we are, and other nations that are praying with us. Father, we just pray for the nations of the world. We pray, Lord, that you would send missionaries out to these nations of the world that have been praying with BPN Radio, and that are saying, would somebody come and help us? We know that America's been a tremendous, tremendous blessing to missionaries all over the world. But we pray right now, Lord, that you would send a new crop. Send the cream of the crop into nations of the world. In Jesus' name we pray and believe you for it and thank you for it. Amen and amen. And today we're going to pray concerning the terrible tragedy that has taken place in Lafayette, Louisiana. And Jean and I have ministered over the years several times in the Lafayette area, Lafayette, Louisiana. We have great friends there in Lafayette. And Father, we pray for the theater massacre that occurred Thursday night in Lafayette, Louisiana. And Father, this is a tragedy, and we are living in dangerous days. And Father, we know that we need, this is just another reminder, Lord, that we need a revival in America, another spiritual awakening in Jesus' name. And we pray for the family of this drifter who just happened to be in the theater and took some beautiful lives, and some people were injured. And we pray, Lord, for those families of those people that were killed, and the people that were injured through the gunfire of this man, this one man, who walked into the theater and demonically inspired, evidently, and killed two persons, Macy Bro and Jillian Johnson. We pray for their families today in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord, that you just comfort these families in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we know that Macy Bro was a former beauty queen there in that area, beautiful young lady. And we know that the other young lady was quite an entrepreneur there, Miss Johnson. And we just pray for those families in the name of Jesus. What a tragedy. We pray for the people of Lafayette, Louisiana. And Lord, it's just a tremendous reminder that we must have another spiritual awakening in America. We must have another spiritual awakening. Would you pray right now? Would you pray right now in Jesus' name for this nation? Father, that you would awaken this nation. Wake up America. Wake up America and turn to you, O God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we intercede. This is what we're all about here at BPN Radio. We are praying, and we're praying for cities all across America. We pray for the city of Lafayette. And we're going to be in New Orleans in just a few weeks, not far from there. We're going to be in Baton Rouge, not far from Lafayette. And we have a lot of friends in that area. We pray. We join them in prayer in Jesus' name, asking for your guidance, for your help. your direction, because we need you now. In Jesus' name, would you pray? Would you pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening? Awakening in Lafayette, Louisiana, and all across America, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for this nation. We pray for a land that needs you. We repent for our sins today, and we repent on behalf of the sins of our nation. In Jesus' name. And Lord, may we realize that I believe one of the great dangers that we're facing in America today is believing that the next president is going to save our nation. But I'm here to declare, unless we have revival in America, another spiritual awakening, we're not going to have another presidential election. And people across America, Christians I'm talking about, who believe that our hope is 18 months away in the next president of the United States, that's terrible deception. Terrible deception. Because we know that our nation cannot survive as a nation for another 18 months if we don't have a turnaround, if we don't have revival in cities all across the land. That's why I'm praying and believing for 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities in America, 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. And would you pray right now that God will speak to people, the Holy Spirit will speak to people about being a prayer leader. Maybe you already have a prayer group going, and all you have to do is just register at bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and then click on the 1,000 prayer leaders box, and then you can just go there and register. And maybe you don't have a prayer group, but you would say, I would love to be a part of this BPN prayer leaders, 1,000 prayer leaders. And so all you have to do is just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. There's a box that says 1,000 prayer leaders, and all you have to do is just register there. The name of your city, your name, and you can let us know whether it is a private group or if it's a public group. And I want to recognize some of the prayer leaders that are praying with us. And we now have scores of prayer leaders that are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network, the BPN prayer leaders. And I just want to congratulate these at this moment in time. Jill McCray is a private location. You can let us know whether you want a public, if it's a private location, just say private location. If it's a public location, you can give us the name. So Jill McCray has a private location in Kansas City, Missouri. Eric and Aaron Marte are leading prayer at Rock Family Worship Center in Parkersburg, West Virginia. Karen Testerman has a private location in Concord, New Hampshire. Michelle Burnside has a private location in Madisonville, Kentucky. Lisa Weber has a private location, Independence, Kansas. Sue Williams has a private location in San Diego, California. Rebecca Brendel is leading prayer over Facebook. She's from Blairsville, Georgia. And Jamie Peters, leading prayer, Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. Adolfo Pacheco is a prayer group at Clearview Church in Chino, California. Phil Larson is leading prayer at Hope Connection in Gainesville, Texas. Lori Wong has a private location in Flemington, New Jersey. Marilyn Parker is leading prayer over Facebook. She's from Putnam Valley, New York. Ron Lester is a private location, Tucson, Arizona. Brian Davenport, part of the Praying Army, Greenville, Texas. Dorothy Brooks is a private location in Garland, Texas. Phil Brown, leading prayer at Cleburne Family Fellowship, Cleburne, Texas. Jack Mooring at New River Fellowship in Franklin, Tennessee. So, Father, we just agree for these prayer leaders and others that we've not called their name. Give us 1,000 prayer leaders who will pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And, of course, there's no charge, and we will send you a weekly list of prayer requests that you can include in your prayer times. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. Thank you for listening to the broadcast today. And we know that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. So we'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. So we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.